Hello, I'm Scott Haywood, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Monday, the 8th of April, 2024. After gains on Wall Street last night, the local share market was expected to climb higher, and it started the day well and held on to a small gain at the close. Strong performance from technology stocks and the banks offset losses in energy and consumer staples. The ASX 200 finished the day up 15 points or 0.2% to 7,789. And while the market might have been surging over the past 6 months, it's been a very different period for Qantas. In fact, it was only a year ago that the national carrier share price was trading around $6.60, but had sunk as low as $4.74 by October. A lot of that had to do with the lack of trust being placed in the airline by its customers. And out of a COVID era where billions of government dollars and bailouts saved Qantas, the following years have delivered high prices, cancelled services, and losses of some of the top brass at the Flying Kangaroo. So, step in new CEO Vanessa Hudson, who has been trying to turn the trend around and save the once untouchable reputation of Qantas. And today, her next plan has been unleashed. Win back the frequent flyers. The new policy will see Qantas add 20 million new seats that can be booked with frequent flyer points after being criticised for previous access to the program. It does come at a cost, though. Called Classic Plus, the change will put a $120 million hit to its bottom line over the next financial year. Traders are now weighing up the short-term losses against what could be a long-term gain if customers are happy and show loyalty to the brand. The share price for Qantas took off just under 5% today, closing at $5.69, still well below where it might have been with better management in recent times. And you can hear more about Qantas by listening to Money News tonight at 7pm or via the podcast feed. To winners on the market, and it was Life360 surging more than 16% to $14.18 after a much better than expected market update. Also in the tech space, e-commerce business Findi hit a fresh 52-week high, closing up 8% to $3.35. Newmont Corporation surged more than 6% to $60.41 after the gold price surge. And Northern Star Resources also showing some of that golden shine, up 2% to $15.17. And Lynas Resources covered from earlier losses this morning to close up just under 2% to $5.77. The stock is still down more than 20% this calendar year. And it wasn't a happy time for Elders, which updated the market on its below expectations financial year earnings to date. The market was not forgiving, with the stock down just under 25% to $7.43 at the close. Beach Energy has pushed out the start of its production for its next WA gas project due to further quality issues. Shares down more than 15% to $1.61. And Telstra closed near 52-week lows, down 0.5% or 2 cents to $3.81. So the currency markets, and the dollar over the weekend was flat, and the Australian dollar is sitting at 65.8 US cents, just buying 52 British pence, right on 100 Japanese yen, and remains above $1.09 New Zealand. A strong US job number on Friday night our time means that rates in the US could be cut sooner rather than later. That sent the gold price up to US $2,362.70 an ounce. Iron ore futures have been rising, with the Singapore exchange valuing the metal now almost $103 US a tonne. Brent crude oil dropped back to be once again below US $90 a barrel, and Bitcoin has bounced back over the weekend with the value of one coin valued at 106,065 Aussie dollars. You might have been one of those people whose first job in retail saw you manning the tills for just a few dollars an hour. We've already seen an update to supermarkets and shop fronts with automatic checkouts. Now the next revolution is coming. Amazon is preparing to roll out its checkout-free options across Australia despite ditching similar tech in the US recently. The Just Walk Out system will allow customers to tap on the card or smartphone when they enter the store, picking out their items and then walking out. On departure, the shoppers will be charged straight to their accounts for what they're carrying. Amazon will partner with local financial infrastructure's platform Stripe, who have already launched a similar product at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne. Tonight on the show, a defence on profits with the Business Council's Brand Black, the debate around university debts, and all the reaction to the latest move of Qantas. That's 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming or on your podcast feed. I'm Scott Haywood. I'll see you there.